In 2018, Carol Danegel first visited the Apollon Art Space Gallery near 18 and Linton Streets, and she was fascinated with the gallery's work ever since. She noted that it was an exclusive place for artists and the community. The Apollon did things in Omaha that no other place did.
I had heard at that point that the previous executive director had just gotten married. He was moving on to other things, and so they were looking for somebody else.
When Danegel took over the Apollon as executive director, she continued with the intended vision.
I would consider the Apollon an interdisciplinary art space. So some of the art that we do is theater. Often meals would be served, so similar to a dinner theater, but not quite. And the uniqueness of it is that it really tries to incorporate a variety of arts in that whole experience.
The Apollon became a non-for-profit in 2013 when they moved into the old Schneider Hardware Store building in Vinton Street.
We also represent visual art, so we do or have historically done visual art shows at least once a month as part of the arts community along Vinton Street. This past year we did an art show with the Mexican American Historical Society. So it's really been a tremendous experience to be able to engage with other nonprofit organizations.
Apollon was always trying to cover different aspects of the art.
We have historically had regular art shows, so just art in and of itself. And historically, those have been done once a month, and there are different themes every month. Sometimes it's not necessarily a theme. It's just saying, hey, artists, let's present you in the style of work that you do and how you'd like to present that to the world.
Despite the good things that Apollon offers to the artist community, it's closing down. The pandemic and the lack of exposure forced this organization to close its physical building doors. The non-for-profit will continue working and supporting new emerging artists wherever it finds the space.
I'm sad the Apollon's closing. I would have loved to see us here with a physical presence for many, many more years to come. And definitely will miss this space. So if there's any other arts community or organizations out there looking for a space, I would definitely recommend it. It just has a beautiful, unique charm and is present in a community that I think is very supportive.
From the Arts Desk, I am Gabriela Escalera.